Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/wallstreet. That's texture.com/wallstreet.
Spend lots of time on your device? Then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success. Coming up.
They're the latest internet nannies, those gadgets that help you monitor your children's online behavior. I'm Charlie Turner, and that's coming up on Tech News Briefing.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Are you having trouble monitoring your children's internet activity? You may not be able to watch over every site your kid visits or each app that they click onto, but there are two new gadgets that may help you do the job. For example, blocking sites and setting some time limits. Here to talk about Circle and Koala Safe is the Wall Street Journal's Wilson Rothman. Wilson, you tested these gadgets on your two young children's devices, and you also reviewed them. First of all, how do they work?
Well, what they do is they connect right to your router. One of them connects via Wi-Fi. The other one, you would plug it into the back of the router. But either way, they both kind of look around at what's going on in your home internet network, right? Like basically, when the kid puts in a web address or something, these devices can see that request. And they can say, okay, the kid is going to a safe site that we know is safe, or, oh, the kid's, you know, accidentally clicked on something they shouldn't, we're going to block that. And the parent has an app that controls what the device filters and what it lets through.
That's so right. There's no software involved. You just install this app. And these gadgets are apps, right?
Well, the gadgets are, I mean, they're physical pieces of hardware that live on your network. You plug them in and they work. You know, they're actually little white squares, but what they do is, you know, they have inside them this kind of technology to kind of see what's going on all around them. The key here is that, unlike NetNanny and those older apps that you could get for devices and for PCs, you don't have to install anything on the kids' devices. It's just that one app, and everything else is done through the network itself.
Now, you touched briefly just a minute or so ago about the differences. There are differences between the two. I mean, they cost the same, don't they? They cost $99.
They're both $99, but one of them lives on your main home network, what everyone in the family is connected to. And you just say, okay, look, watch these four devices or whatever. The other one connects to your network and creates kind of a separate, imagine a kid's Wi-Fi network, right? And it's just for the kids' devices. And you and your spouse and you, any other visiting adults wouldn't really use that router. So it's just for the kids' devices. And then you can have total control over what's going on in that little sub-network, a little sandbox, if you will.
Now, which of these devices, is it Circle or Koala Safe, that works on this so-called kids' network, their devices?
Right, so Koala Safe is the one that creates its own network. Another thing I think both of them do a pretty exceptional job. But if you are trying to decide between the two, Circle only works with iOS devices, where Koala Safe works with Android and iOS devices.
Okay. Now, would you say there are drawbacks? I'm not sure. You seem to be giving a fairly positive recommendation to these gadgets. Are there drawbacks that you would really point out?
I would say that the really most important thing to remember is this is not a substitute for talking to your children about how to behave on the internet and what the dangers are of the great wide open World Wide Web. This is a tool for people. You know, my kids are 5 and 7, right? There are things I don't want them stumbling on just yet, right? So this can help kind of keep them on the main road to learning about the internet without stumbling into one of these shady side alleys. But the fact is, if you're trying to clamp down on your teenager and your teenager's doing stuff you don't want them to do, this is not going to like be the end-all, be-all solution. a conversation with them about what's right and what's wrong is going to be necessary whether or not you get one of these devices.
Is there any particular age that this is more ideal for? Is it like the 5 to 7 year category that your children are, or is it better for teenagers? I mean, what would you say, or is there not one age?
It's actually, yeah, that's a great question, because it's not just for one age group. I would say for younger kids, what these things are useful for are keeping them kind of corralled into the internet that you want them to experience, and giving them a sense of freedom, if you will, because they don't necessarily know what they're not clicking on. But with this in place, you can let them do more and learn more without feeling like you're censoring them. Now, the flip side is the case when you get to older kids, where they may know everything about the internet more than you know, right? This will corral them in, and it'll say, like, look, you're on Snapchat all the time. Guess what? After 9 p.m., there's no Snapchat.
Boom, time's
just
up.
Set it on your app. You know, done.
I appreciate this, Wilson Rothman. Thank you for visiting the podcast.
My pleasure.
For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Thanks for listening.